This NBA season, make every three-pointer, alley-oop, and buzzer-beater even more exciting with FanDuel. You can bet on everything from first baskets and number of dunks to which player will drain the most threes. Or stack your bets with the same-game parlay for a shot to win even bigger. It's quick, easy, and you'll get your winnings fast. So download the app today and see why we're North America's number one sportsbook. Make every moment more with FanDuel. 19 plus and physically located in Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-866-531-2600 or visit connectsontario.ca.
You're listening to Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. 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 Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic.
Welcome to episode 13, season nine.
Season nine, buddy.
Excuse me. Talking Raptors. Barry Taylor here with Nick Reynoldson. Broadcasting as always on Raptors Republic, raptorsrepublic.com. How's it going, man?
It's going good, baby. Can't complain. Nice, a gloomy but a mild day.
Hey, man. Been a couple days of gloominess, but like you said, temperature's gone up, so can't really complain
not,
about that.
Not mad at that, dude. Spring is coming. Can feel it.
1-6, another 6, 6-6.
Drake, here's your royalty money. Anything happening with the global ambassador?
I think he was at the Super Bowl with Kanye.
Attaboy. How's that guy doing?
By all accounts, looks like he's doing pretty good, Barry. That's a normal behavior online. He looks fine.
Skeet. I like that he's calling Pete Davidson Skeet.
Skeet, yeah. I love that Pete Davidson is fucking fucked up the whole internet. That's amazing.
He really is. Kudos to Pete Davidson and his life, because it's...
Dude, it's amazing that a comedian is doing all this. That's yeah. That's my people, man. Keep it up, buddy. Keep it up.
Unreal.
Honestly, if I was Pete Davidson, I would literally just put Instagram lives of me cooking his children dinner. I don't know why he's not trolling back at all. He's a very respectful man, but once he called me Skeet, buddy, it's like, okay, bro. All right. Hey, I'm redecorating your house, Kanye.
Just a selfie video in his bed.
Yeah. Yeah. Glad you sprung for the nice sheets. They feel good on my body.
It's the thing one.
Okay, bit of an up and down as we recap since the last podcast. Couple tough losses.
Yeah.
But a great win against Minnesota. Good. To go into the All-Star break.
It's always good to shut Patrick Beverley the hell up.
That was wild.
Yeah.
That start, and then he poked the bear, and Gary wasn't having anything to do with it.
They asked Nick Nurse about that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're like, do you think that the Pat Beverley thing give Gary any extra juice? And he was like, Gary's pretty juiced up as it is. He's like, that's his hometown, man. I'm pretty sure he was juiced up regardless of what was going to happen. So,
yeah, you don't need to really encourage him or do anything to pressure him to shoot.
No, he's going to shoot.
Yeah.
And you can't make it go in. Like, you know what I mean? But
also, speaking of his family, shout out to Dad.
Front row center.
That outfit.
Good Lord.
Man, he's got some game.
I know it's Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
But how are you not boiling your fucking ass off watching that game?
It was a big fur coat.
In a mink. They asked Gary about it.
Yeah, I saw that. He broke it down.
Got a mink. Got the Gucci.
Seems very happy.
He's got the GT blinged out bracelet, which we've mentioned before.
That bracelet is just...
Fire.
That is a lot.
Yeah.
But the man never does smile, ever.
Senior. No. He's a very serious man, and I've just followed him after seeing that mink.
Sure.
He had to get the follow on Instagram, and the first thing I saw this morning was him dripping sweat, staring into the camera in a sauna.
That's a good follow.
No smile, yeah.
No, why would you?
Big boy.
The New Orleans loss was, it was Valentine's Day. Did you get to, I watched the first half, and then my girlfriend was like, all right, let's go.
No, we don't celebrate Valentine's Day in this house.
See, that's the thing. We don't either.
Yeah.
But this year, she was like, we have to. I mean, what she basically said, she was like, I'm taking the TV over. Like,
right.
We're watching something together Valentine's Day. So I got the first half in and then was kind of happy that I didn't have to watch the second half after seeing the highlights and the recap, because it wasn't.
It wasn't good. It was, it's C.J. McCollum turns into Michael Jordan every time he plays the Raptors. And
the Pelicans are fun, though. Like, even without Zion.
Jesus Christ.
You got yourself a JV. You got the old Brandon Ingram. You got the CJ there now.
Yeah.
That's a fun little squad to watch.
Yeah, you got Devonte Graham, who tricked everybody in the league.
Again, just a lot of fun down in the Big Easy. But sadly, this week also was the news that Zion might not need another foot surgery.
I did not see that news.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Dude. Yeah, yesterday. Might have been the day before. I think it was yesterday, though. Yeah, he might need another foot surgery on the same foot. Same foot.
Remember we had this conversation about, this was whenever Zion got his first shoe. And I was like, this is crazy. Because I'm like, Luka doesn't even have his own shoe.
That's right.
Remember we had this conversation?
Yeah, that's right. I remember that.
And I still, for the life of me, can't understand it. Like, I guess you just want to sell shoes in America?
I mean, he was the big ticket coming out of high school, right? Like, he was the number one guy. And then the super team at Duke was, you know, and it was all that hype. So I get it. Like, you could see the NBA was grooming him to be...
Give RJ a shoe, goddammit. At least he's playing.
Exactly. But you could see the NBA just kind of grooming him to be their next marketing
face
tool.
Of the franchise, kind of face of the league.
Yeah, man, injuries just suck.
It's terrible.
It's like, you know, there's him. Anthony Davis was injured again this week. Like,
what
Jesus
else is new?
Christ, like,
it's even worse for Zion, because Zion is quickly becoming a what if kind of scenario, right?
So true.
And he's such a young kid. It sucks,
so
man.
Yeah, hopefully that turns around for them, but.
Not our problem.
No.
Never seen one person wearing a pair of Zions either, but
our team's doing okay at the moment, knock on wood. So
we haven't even seen Zion wear a pair of Zions on the court, so
but back to the Raptors. I'm two losses, whatever. You can't win every game. The New Orleans one for sure, thought that wasn't gonna happen.
Yeah, that's a
the
stinker.
Denver one, man. Jokic is unbelievable.
MVP, man.
He's so good. And that block at the end, I was just like, Why'd you have to do that, man? Like, it's just...
Brutal, bro. Poor OG.
It was, like, perfect. It was clean.
OG's been having... he's not been playing great. I think he needs some rest.
Needs some rest, for sure. Yeah.
Break is coming in at a perfect time, man.
Yeah, agreed.
Running guys into the ground. Thad Young could go read a playbook and learn what the hell this team is doing. And
how do you like him so far?
I love Thad Young.
Right? He fits in. I mean, he's fitting in great so far.
Yeah. Just another big boy. You're like, yeah, this is what we want.
You trust the guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He comes in, you're like, oh yeah, no, this guy's not going to fuck it up. You know,
he's a pro, man. He's a goddamn pro.
All in all, though, feeling pretty good going into the All-Star break, you know?
Can't complain. Just get everyone healthy, man.
Yeah.
Just get everyone healthy. Fred, don't fucking do anything crazy in the All-Star game. No, don't take any charges. You don't need to do nothing.
Because we touched on this last week, or last episode. He's taking part in the three-point competition.
He is.
And then, but we talked about how... We're not necessarily a fan of that.
It breaks your shot.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So what are you thinking?
I'm terrified.
Yeah.
I'm legit terrified. Yeah. I don't like it.
Man, it's a similar thing to the home run derby in baseball when you see these guys go in the home run derby and then they just have like 3 weeks of just nothing because it's like they lost all that positive juju and you're like, oh
yeah, you forget how to hit the ball the opposite way of the field. You're like, I'm just swinging for the fences, god damn it. Only that's all I know now.
Yeah, but okay. I think
it's great. It's gonna be awesome. Good for him. Sure. You didn't see his documentary, did you?
I have not seen it yet.
We'll watch that and we'll give our thoughts next pod, but
yeah, definitely.
That's, I'll have to steal that from somewhere online.
The trailers look great.
Yeah, they look fucking awesome.
He wants to be the realist.
He is a wicked branding, man. Wicked branding.
It's very genuine.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like he has like the best. Like, he's like a rapper.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like his, you know, undrafted. Oh, the majors don't mess with me. And drop a little mixtape. You're like, oh, this kid's got something.
Yeah.
Boom,
yeah.
Major label comes out. Woo!
That's good. I like that comparison.
Yeah.
Not bad. Not bad at all. Hey, man. We're in a good place.
Yeah, it's quiet. It's nice. Looks good.
Get some nice rest.
Pascal's very pumped about this rest, man.
He should be.
Hey, man, I don't know what's going on with Zach LaVine, but...
Yeah, that was the thing I saw yesterday that they said Zach LaVine went to a specialist. So I was like, oh, shit. Maybe he's not playing. But then
he said he had heard a clicking in his knee sometimes. Like, ooh.
Yeah. So then he played the next Chicago game, but then I was reading and they said he's gonna participate. Chicago's okay with him participating in the All-Star game, but there might be a limit, a minutes restriction.
Right.
But I was like, yeah, I thought the same thing as soon as they threw that up.
Nope, Pascal, you can go to Mexico, brother.
That's fine.
Go relax on a beach.
And the Jared Allen pick, yeah, I get it.
It's hometown.
The hometown. You gotta do it, you know? Mm-hmm. Even, and he's good. He's great.
I'm not mad at it.
No, like, when they first announced that there's going to be a replacement, I was like, oh, shit. But then when it's like him or Jared Allen, I was like, well.
They're going to go with Jared Allen
that's
every
fine.
Time.
You can't do it. It's fine.
Plus, Adam Silver hates the Raptors, so what do we think was going to happen?
It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
A wise man once said. Great first half, all things considered, with all the injuries.
Is this where you thought we would be at the beginning of the season?
I don't think we're going to be this good, I'm going to be honest.
No, me neither.
I did not think we'd be this good, so I'm pleasantly surprised with everything.
Yep.
And excited for the second half. If the starting five and Thad Young and one other bench player can kind of get some kind of consistency going, let's take on anyone. Anybody.
Let's do it, man.
Bring it on.
I can't wait till Delano works on his shot, man. Give him the whole summer.
Yeah.
Come back in a sniper. Good God, buddy.
I'm a big Delano fan as well, though.
Dude, you could see that kid used to run for that 45 bus fast. Like, he would, like, I'm late. Let's go. And he would just sprint, dude. That's how he is with the ball every time. Just book it.
Yeah.
Book it like you're missing the bus.
He's the TTC trained this man well.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys want to do the beep test? Okay, bro. I got to get to Scarborough from Kipling Station. An hour and a half. I can't miss that bus.
Thing two.
All-Star Weekend. One of my favorite weekends of the year. Love this weekend.
Yeah.
Something to look forward to in the middle of winter, you know?
Mm-hmm.
All the highlights. A lot going on.
Do we know the halftime show?
Let's take a look.
It's going to be Machine Gun Kelly, and I'm going to turn off the TV.
Doesn't say here, but I mean, hey, you've got Machine Gun Kelly in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Should be able to put something
Bone
together.
Thugs, man.
Oh, Bone Thugs.
Let's get one. Bone Thugs. Dude, Bone Thugs and Busy starts fighting with somebody.
Ooh, the Black Keys are from Akron, Ohio.
There you go.
There's got to be someone else.
Kid Cudi's from Cleveland.
Come
Good
on.
Lord.
We're great. We're in fine shape.
They're going to have Sting come back.
Oh, speaking of halftime shows, how good was the Super Bowl?
That's why I brought it up, because that's what the NBA's got to compete with.
My
now.
God, that was amazing. Thoroughly enjoyed that. Like, really, one of the best halftime shows I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was great. And we had Sting.
We had Sting.
I tried to drunkenly tweet also on our account.
I saw you missed a word, yeah.
There's a couple.
The point got across, though.
Yeah, people got what I meant.
Yeah.
I said halftime show Sting. People knew.
They
knew. I was shitting on the NBA. Yeah, we're all on the same page.
Tell you what, my dad fucking loved that halftime, so. There you go. I wasn't even more mad at Sting. I was more mad at, remember Nelly Furtado sang the anthem?
Oh, that was bad.
With like a pan flute, and it was one of the worst things I've ever seen.
Wasn't even.
Not as bad as Fergie, but.
It was up there, man.
It was top three terrible ones. And yeah. I love Nelly Furtado.
Sure. As a person, she's fine, I guess.
No. She's got bangers, Perry.
Okay. All right.
I'm Like a Bird still slaps to this day. All the stuff she did with Timbaland. Come on.
So what's going to happen? Well, things get underway with the Ruffles.
Ooh.
All-Star Celebrity Game.
Quality chip sponsor.
Yeah. It's a who's that of celebrities. Not many to pick from in Cleveland, apparently. Not many coming to the...
Not many willing to fly there either, I guess.
On the way over here, I was listening to Sirius XM NBA radio, and they were at the All-Star festivities just interviewing players, and then Cade Cunningham was there, and they're like, so you've got the Rising Stars game and a practice, and he's like, yep, and then they're like, and then are you going to hang out and party or whatever? And he's like, no, I'm leaving right after.
That's... Right to Detroit. That's
he's like, I'm out.
Imagine that, buddy.
Yeah, he's like, and even, but even like, it was like Scalabrine. He's just like, yeah, no, I get it, man. Yeah, for sure.
That's amazing.
So anyway, playing in the celebrity game, that kicks off Friday at 7. Jimmy Allen, do you know who that is?
No.
Singer-songwriter.
Cool.
Machine Gun Kelly, the aforementioned.
There he is.
Noah Carlock. He's a Fanatics All-In Challenge winner.
Okay. Don't even know any of those words you just told me, actually.
I mean, I think it sounds like you won a contest. That's good.
Nice.
Quavo?
There you go.
Okay, that's one. That's two.
You know, Quavo, the Migos, let's go.
Yep.
Quavo's actually good at basketball, too, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he can ball, man.
Do you know who Matt James is?
No.
He's The Bachelor.
Perfect.
And he's playing. Oh, by the way, this is Team Walton. We're going over here.
It's
Bill Walton versus Dominique Wilkins.
Oh, I thought it was Luke.
Yeah, Luke's actually playing. He's trying out.
Luke's actually trying to get back in the G League.
Yeah. And do you know who Alex Toussaint is?
That's the Peloton guy.
Yeah, there's a Peloton instructor in the celebrity.
There you go. That guy can run, I bet.
Yeah. Those are some of the highlights from Team Walton. From Team Neek, Miles Garrett, the Cleveland Browns defensive
This is Dominique, not Monique, right?
Yeah, no, okay, definitely Dominique. Yeah.
Make sure what we're doing here.
Definitely Dominique. Who else we got? Jack Harlow.
There you go. Another rapper, another white rapper.
Yeah. Mayor Justin Bibb, the mayor of Cleveland.
There you go.
Oh, Booby Gibson.
Daniel Gibson is playing?
Yeah, he's playing. He's listed as a Cleveland Cavaliers legend. Hey.
Man, LeBron made a lot of people legends. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. And actually, Tiffany Haddish, there's one.
There you go.
There's one we all like and respect. So that's kicking off on Friday at 7 o'clock. Do you ever watch the celebrity games?
I try to, yeah.
Yeah? I'll get into them. I'll watch them every once in a while.
There's some good ones, man. Like, Bieber was in it a couple times. Justin Timberlake's been in it.
Dude from Arcade Fire?
Yeah. Wynn Butler.
Yeah, Wynn Butler. He's
dominating.
Really Kevin Hart's actually pretty decent at basketball. Yeah.
I can't believe it. I was like, we got to put Kevin Hart back in the celebrity game for entertainment.
That's where we're at now, yeah. Like, absolutely.
Because Quavo's going to try his best. He's going to try to get a contract.
Why not?
I'm a big fan of anytime anyone plays sports with grills in their mouth, though. That's you're taking a jumper and you got diamond teeth. It's fucking amazing.
Who is it whose mouth guard looked like a grill this year?
Montrezl Harrell.
Yeah, Montrezl. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Okay, so there's that. The 2022 Clorox Rising Stars game. So this is where you got the four teams.
We got two representations in this, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So the teams were drafted, though. We were talking about this earlier, speculating, but it is a mix of the first year, second years, and G League players. Coaches are Rick Barry, Gary Payton, Isaiah Thomas, and James Worthy. Precious is on Team Isaiah, along with Desmond Bane, Sadiq Bey, who's a freaking beast this year.
So is Desmond Bane, man.
So is Desmond Bane, you're right. Anthony Edwards, wow. Tyrese Halliburton, holy Lord. Jaden Hardy and Isaiah Stewart. That's Team Isaiah.
That's a tough team, man.
That's a tough team. Not to be outdone, though, by Gary Payton's team. It's got LaMelo Ball, Scotty Barnes, Chris Duarte, Scoot Henderson, Bones Highland, Jonathan Kuminga, also beasting this year.
Bones Highland played good against us, man.
Yes. Yeah, he did. Jaden McDaniels and Davion Mitchell.
Which one is Jaden McDaniels? Timberwolves,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. Team Barry that's Rick Barry's team. That's Cade Cunningham, Dyson Daniels, Evan Mobley, Jishon Tate, Franz Wagner, also tearing it up this year. Kind of under the radar, too. He's not really getting... he's in Orlando.
Yeah. So, you know, but what are you going to do?
Yeah. And Evan Mobley, did I say that? He's on that team? This is pretty sweet, though.
That's a good team, too. They're all good teams.
Yeah, it's a nice little four-team tournament, and... Three games, and it's not scoring. It's not timed. It's scoring.
Nice.
So they got to get up to 50 points in the first round's game, and then up to 75 to honor NBA's 75th.
Yeah. I like it.
I'll watch that.
Hell yeah.
And then Saturday night, this is when things get real. Taco Bell Skills Challenge, which, by the way, I'm a big fan of.
Taco Bell?
No, Skills Challenge.
Oh, they said, yeah, me too, both.
Good, because especially everyone, there's not so many, but once in a while there'll be a guy that's like too cool for it that won't try, but they seem to weed that all out now, you know.
Once they started bringing the bigs in, then they're like,
oh yeah,
if you're
genius.
Getting Jokic is gonna rock you better,
yeah,
fucking get some Delano running in you.
Do you remember before Taco Bell Skills they had two ball, and it was like it's like an NBA player and a WNBA player.
I do remember that, yeah.
And they just shot from different spots on the court.
Yeah.
And it's just like... And
then you had to make that half...
The half court?
Yeah.
I mean, that was, you know... Let's just say the Taco Bell Skills Challenge is much more enjoyable.
I 100% agree. And I like that there's... I like what they did with this, the teams for the Skills Challenge.
This is, again, another wrinkle.
And we have two representations in this, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, we've got on the rookie team, Scotty Barnes. He's playing with Cade Cunningham and Josh Giddey.
Mm-hmm.
The Cavs have their own team, which is pretty cool. Jared Allen, Darius Garland, and Evan Mobley. And then it's the Antetokounmpos.
And then we got one of those.
It's Giannis.
One of those is ours.
Phineas. And coming straight out of the Raptors 905.
Thanasis.
Sorry, I screw that up all the time. But from the 905 is Alex Antetokounmpo.
The worst Antetokounmpo. But we got him.
He's there, baby.
All the way from Mississauga.
So do you have a prediction for the skills challenge?
Yeah, Scotty's team is washing all these bums.
I'll take
washing that. All these bums.
I'll also take Scotty Barnes' team, the team Rooks, as he is with Giddy and Cunningham. That's pretty nasty.
Yeah, they're going to nail all of the passing challenges.
Then you just got to hit the 1-3. Ah,
you got to hit the 1-3.
It's fine. The three-point contest, CJ McCollum, Trae Young, Zach LaVine, Desmond Bane, Karl Anthony Towns. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. Good for the Towns big boy getting in there.
Holy Lord. All right.
He's a nice shot, man. He hit some nice ones.
Hey, I'm a fan of that guy. Yeah. I like him. Patty Mills, Luke Kennard, and of course, from your Toronto Raptors, Fred VanVleet. Who do you think's winning that bad boy?
Man, Fred's got a chance, dude, if he gets going early.
Yep.
But yeah, probably Trae Young.
I think those are my two picks as well. Or Patty Mills, actually.
Yeah, Patty Mills could do some damage. Well.
So that'll be fun, but... I think, yeah, on the podium will be Patty Mills, Fred VanVleet, and Trae Young in some form of order. The Slam Dunk Competition presented by AT&T. Oh, by the way, the three-point contest is brought to you by Mountain Dew.
Nice. Yeah, it is. They're going to have the...
Oh, the Mountain Dew Ball.
The Mountain Dew Ball.
Yeah, that's out. That's like the five-pointer.
I love that shit.
The AT&T Slam Dunk participants, Cole Anthony, Juan Toscano-Anderson, Obi Toppin, and Jalen Green. We talked about this last week. I'm going to stick with Obi Toppin.
I'm going to stick with Cole Anthony, even though I know he's going to fucking lose.
Jalen Green, by the way, he's the leader in Vegas for this. You can bet on this, too, which is amazing. But, yeah, Jalen Green's the pick.
I got to get into gambling, man. I'm ready to lose it all.
It's all
I don't want to live anymore. Just fucking gamble my whole house away. I'm done.
Fuck yeah. Ontario, buddy. It's all happening.
Spring's coming. I'll see you outside.
So sorry, you picked Cole Anthony, okay.
Yeah, it's a dark horse.
This is what you're saying, you want to get into gambling.
Put $20 on that.
I'll put my next mortgage payment on Cole Anthony, please.
And, I liked his daddy.
Hey, that's great. Yeah. Obi Toppin, I'll stick with just because...
Knicks need something?
God, did they ever. And the man can just jump like a... I mean, Jalen Green, of course... Also can, but I don't know. Something about Toppin. He's longer, maybe. I don't know.
I think I'm supposed to root for Jalen Green because he's like half Filipino.
Oh, okay. Oh, because your girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
Sure. Well.
But tough shit. Let's go. Put the house on Cole Anthony.
I've already signed the paperwork for Cole Anthony, so yeah. I'm sorry that's happening. And then for the game itself, 8 p.m. tip-off time.
I like that.
On Sunday night. Thankfully,
try to keep people in Cleveland as long as they can, I guess.
Yeah, no shit.
We're going to start later. There's nothing, no nightlife anyway, so it doesn't matter.
They're just going to lock down the airport at like 9. Yeah. Like, sorry, guys.
More day.
I mean, it works out great this year because it's Sunday night. Monday is Family Day here in Canada. It's President's Day in the U.S. Stay up and party and watch the All-Star game.
That's a good...
Sleep in on Monday.
There you go.
Love it.
Weekend's all planned out, folks.
Do you have any predictions for the All-Star game? How do you think Fred's going to do?
I don't think he's going to play very much.
Yeah, probably not. What do you think he's going to do when he does play, though?
Just fucking shoot that just bitch bomb. From every time he gets it, as he should.
As he absolutely should. As soon as he passes half court, he should be throwing
it. Yeah, but what are we doing? Going to go in the pick and roll?
No. Bomb it.
Shoot it every goddamn time you touch it.
He did. Actually, one clip I saw from that documentary that was floating around the internet... yesterday was that he said he's dunked before in a high school game. He said he dunked
one time. I can see that.
So, remember, because
dude, Kyle Lowry had a put back dunk in an All-Star game.
That's what I'm saying, though.
That would be amazing if Fred dunked. Yeah. That's what I want to do.
Right?
Yeah. And then when you go back, then you take charges. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you got to honor Kyle every time. Put back dunk Fred this time.
Yeah. Put back two handed and just hang on the rim for a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Look at people
and scream bet on yourself and fucking. Float down like Prince.
Hell yeah. I can't wait, man. I love All-Star Weekend. It's just, it's so fun. and if you're a basketball fan, it's like even some of the stuff that's not fun is just like the commentary on the side. You're just like, yeah, this is great.
It's a great time. If you love basketball, like it's so fun.
And I like how
not the game, like the NBA, because the game is normally shit until the very end.
Yes. Yeah.
Like you can't be like, oh, I just love basketball, and you're like, you're going to watch good basketball. You're not going to see it.
No, yeah, you're right. That's true. But it's I really like how the league's willing to adjust stuff to make it better. You know,
yeah.
Like each year they just keep tweaking it. They're not set in their ways. It's great.
How much do you think the NBA competes with the NFL and things like this?
What do you mean? Like compared to their Pro Bowl and that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like I guess it would be. I don't know. Yeah, it's hard to.
Because they're good now because the NFL's done, right? They're like, fuck it, shit's ours for the next 4 months.
Yeah. And baseball, I just got that notification that
what?
The talks lasted 15 minutes and they're like, get the fuck out.
No, really?
Yeah, so.
God.
Yep.
Come on.
Gonna ruin the best rotation we've had in years.
Come on. Oh, that's too bad. But, hey, All-Star Weekend's coming. I don't know. I would think it's always in the back of their mind. You know?
Well, you want to be, you know, you're in business. You want to be the top dog.
Yeah, for sure.
That's and why I asked you about the halftime thing, because I'm like, well, you already washed on that, so you better fucking hope something good happens. And
did you know that the halftime performers don't get paid?
Yes, I know that.
And the people that produce it have to pay for it themselves?
That makes sense, yeah.
It's wild, right?
Yeah, it's like Canadian comedy. It's hilarious.
It is. Exposure.
Yeah.
You get a lot of exposure, guys.
But that's what they do say, like, because everyone that does it, their, like, streams skyrocket and...
For sure.
Of course, right?
That's legit. It's actually legit exposure.
100%.
Yeah, it's not like doing a...
Yeah, it's because people that don't watch football, like my mom watched the halftime show.
Mm-hmm, yeah. It was, there's a friend of a friend of ours in New York, his friend, so, like, completely removed from us, but... Her production company did one of the Super Bowl halftimes. Like, I think she did the Katy Perry one or something.
Nice. That was a good one.
Yeah. And they're like, he was just telling me about it. How it was, I can't remember the exact, it was like several million dollars. You know what I mean?
I bet.
But they didn't even flinch. They're like, yes, we'll do that.
This
fine.
Is the opportunity of a lifetime.
Yeah. And then now they've just been raking in work ever since, you know, but cause imagine that on your resume, like I did the Super Bowl halftime.
I think that
show.
Is your resume. Fuck. Yeah, I think that's it. That's all it
crazy.
Says. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so kudos once again to the team that put together Sting when we were here.
Yeah. Way to go, Drake. Not like you weren't there the whole time, but all right.
Just put a mic in the guy's hands.
Hey, my dad fucking loved that goddamn halftime, all right? That was a pleasant time.
The weirdest, wildest thing to come out of that.
What's the temperature going to be like? Negative 3,000? Yeah, Sting is the only person that we could get to agree to do this.
Yeah. Just tell him it's an ice palace. He likes that kind of shit.
Yeah, he does.
Whatever.
MVP.
Oh, who's going to get the MVP?
That's right. What are your predictions for the All-Star MVP?
It just comes down to who's going to try, you know?
And who the other players will let try.
Yes. So... I'm going to go LeBron.
Me too. That's exactly because that dude needs to win something, and it's not going to be a championship.
He's in a dark place right now. I kind of feel for him, to be honest. Like
he's not going
to
win regular season MVP. He's not going to win a ring. So
no,
he's going to.
You know what else he's chasing, though, is Kareem's scoring record, which you'll probably get.
He'll get that next year, right?
Yeah, but he's for sure. Like he put up 35 last night, I think.
Well, he took the lead for career and playoffs combined.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he's just coming for a career now, right?
Yeah. He's Michael Jordan to me is like undisputed best, maybe like overall athlete, not just basketball player, but like Bron's getting these conversations now. This man is.
You know how I feel about this. I already think he's the GOAT. I'm still watching him play.
He's still amazing. That's the thing. He's been amazing since day one. He's still amazing. And he's had more pressure on him than anyone in sports.
Yep.
He's done nothing wrong, essentially.
Nope.
Like
literally the worst thing was him choosing to go play in Miami, which we all would do.
Yeah. It's amazing. He's pretty good. So, yeah, I let's give him that MVP trophy.
Let's go.
All right.
Go get it, Bron. All right. Oh, sorry. Before we go on this.
Yeah.
I just want to say that I saw this tweet and... So Anthony Davis is going to be there because he's honored as one of the top 75. But he's not playing in the game. He didn't get voted in.
No.
And I'm ready to call Anthony Davis a fraud. I'm done. I'm done with Anthony Davis.
Buddy, you're preaching to the choir on this one. I'm in.
People are like, oh, he's more skilled than Giannis? In what?
No, that's in not what? True. That's not true. And he, you know, friend of the podcast, Tim Golden, back when there were rumors that Anthony Davis was going to go to the Celtics, he was like, I don't want this guy. He's like, he's an injury prone.
I don't think his dad wanted that either. From what I remember, yeah.
Yeah, and it was just like, and at the time, though, I was like, you don't want Anthony Davis? Are you insane? He's like, dude, he gets injured every 10 games. And I was like, I don't know, man. He's, you know, whatever. And hey, he's right. Here we are.
Injured again.
Doesn't seem to have the like mentality like a Giannis or someone does where it's just like, I'm going to go get mine.
I'm going to go kill everybody.
Yeah.
He also doesn't want to play center. Where you're like, but
which
that's
is weird.
Where he should be, but okay.
No, I'm with you. Again, sucks that he's injured. Don't want to see the man injured, but what's he doing? You know, like, nah.
I think Bron's at the point where he's like, okay, you idiots, do whatever you want. My kid's coming. I'm dipping.
It has to be.
Dipping from here.
Because that, dude, the Lakers have nothing. Like, they have no assets. They have nothing. Like, they have nothing.
Yeah, it's hilarious. You idiots could have had Kyle Lowry.
Thing three.
Jersey update. I'm getting the Key Nurse jersey, but I text you because part of my mind was blown when I went to order it. And there's the two different jerseys. The Phoenix, they have the black one and they have the orange and purple one. Orange and purple is too crazy for
me. Gradient?
It's too crazy.
I love that jersey.
So the black one, I'm like, this is nice. I can mess with this. Looks simple enough, right? Mm-hmm. On the back is a gigantic AT&T logo.
Yep.
Gigantic. And it's coming with the jersey.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Which I didn't think was a thing because, you know, when you order the NBA jerseys, they don't have the patch, you know, like Sun Life on the Raptors or whatever. So then I text you when I'm looking this up and I'm like, when you order a soccer jersey, does it come with the advertisements? And you're saying it does.
Sure does.
Crazy. So I'm going to still get the Key Nurse jersey, but it's going to have a giant fucking AT&T logo on the back.
You're rocking
AT&T. I can't believe. I didn't know this was a thing.
Well, that's why people were so fucking angry when this first started happening, right? What the hell are we doing here? I'm going to walk around with a patch on my chest?
I just assumed it would be like the NBA, where it's like, yeah, it's in the in-game stuff, but not when you buy a jersey.
It's like when you go buy a 905 jersey.
I don't know.
They got shit all over it, man.
Do they? I didn't even know 905 jerseys were a thing.
I think they are.
Okay. That's...
Because I remember when I tried to find a Siakam one, and I couldn't find one.
A 905
jersey? Yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea. So, I don't know. I'm still moving forward with it. I was just very surprised that you can't get them without the advertisements on it.
Yo, they're there, baby. If there's going to be a Nike swoosh on it, there's going to be some other shit on it because they're paying just as much money to be on there, right?
I guess so. At what point do you think the NBA would ever get to the point where they, like the Sun Life patch comes on the Raptors type stuff?
Yeah. Of course. I can see it. I never thought we would ever get to a point where there was a Sun Life patch on our shit anyways, right? So
yeah.
But once, dude, when they started doing those sleeve jerseys, that's where I was like, oh, you're just getting more material to put more shit on. That's what you're doing.
Oh, that's good.
You're going to tag some...
That's a good theory. I like that.
You're going to put Bell on my fucking... on my sleeve or something, right?
Whoa, like, now... That's good. I like that a lot.
Literally,
now
it was LeBron's like, I can't fucking play in this shit. Take it off. And they're like, all right, okay, LeBron. All right. Whatever you want.
That's a really good point.
Where did you find the Key Nurse jersey?
I had to go to the WNBA store.
Okay, as long as they're selling it there. Because yeah. I was like, I've been seeing that people are having a hard time buying WNBA jerseys.
I mean, I was going through the process and everything was fine. And then I saw the AT&T thing and it threw me for a loop. So I backed off. But
speaking of WNBA, I don't know if I've talked about this because I think I tried to find a tweet and I couldn't find it. But I think the WNBA said, hey, we're going to see you soon and named all these cities and Toronto was one of the cities.
Really?
Yeah.
That'd be all right.
Hey, man, I'll buy season tickets if we got a WNBA team.
If we had a WNBA team and Kia Nurse was on said WNBA team.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be all right. That would be all right.
We got a lot of good Canadian women balling
out.
Yeah,
we do. I was just, again, I was a little surprised that the advertising was on the jersey, which it's fine if that's what it is. That's what it is.
It is what it is, man. But they got to make money somehow.
At what point did these NBA jerseys start including those patches, you know?
I don't know. If they go too soccery, it's going to happen. sooner than later. But
I mean, we've brought this up in the past as if Drake ever sponsors with the OVO logo.
That sells more, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like that, people are going to want that included.
Yeah.
That could be like how they started. And then everyone's like, oh, I thought, New York's like, we thought you wanted the Squarespace patch. You got the OVO one. It's
but like, at least that one makes sense. Like the OVO one, like Sun Life Financial. I'm like, what the fuck? What are we doing here?
And what the one on Minnesota's, do you know, even know what that is? It was like Aura, but there was like an accent over the A.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
So something.
Aura is like a fucking ring light or some shit. I don't know. Here, like a ring camera.
I'll Google it real quick.
Or it's one of those rings that you wear that track your heartbeat and all that shit and your steps.
Aura is a leading provider of all-in-one digital security for consumers.
There you go, like a ring light, a ring camera.
Sure.
There you go.
So, there it is.
Just keep guessing shit, I'll get it right one day.
And you know what? That's the power of advertising on the NBA jersey. We just learned about Aura because of what they did, of them being on there.
Who do you think has got the best patch?
I was a fan of the Clippers when they had Bumble.
Bumble, yeah.
that was a keeper.
Harley Davidson is pretty good.
That one's actually pretty good, yeah.
Come on, that's pretty fucking dope.
And Ford on Cleveland is good, too, because it's just the symbol.
Yeah.
That one's pretty good. Or no, that's Goodyear.
Goodyear,
yeah. Whatever, I don't fucking care.
Yeah, it's Cleveland. Who gives a shit?
Give me thing four.
Raptors are back.
We're opening back up.
Fans, baby. 100% capacity returns on March 1st when the Brooklyn Nets, Ben Simmons, and your Brooklyn Nets come to town.
Let's go.
On March 1st. March 3rd, the goddamn Detroit Pistons are here with Dwayne Casey.
That's a loss. Put it on the board.
And March 4th, the Orlando Magic in town. So one.
We get to see slam dunk champion Cole Anthony, baby, in the flesh.
Man, at this point, I just want to go to a game. I don't give a shit who they're playing.
I'm pretty pumped that we're just opening them back up, man, for just life in general.
Why not?
Open it back up.
Let's go. At this point, what else is happening? You know, there's no rhyme or reason to anything. Might as well.
Well, it just always bothers me. I'm like, we're the only fucking team with no fans in here? This is insane.
It's over, no matter what.
It's done.
We're back March 1st.
If you're going to die, you're going to die. Let's open it. We got to watch basketball. Let's go.
Yeah. Obviously, there'll be a positive impact. Do you think it's going to be a significant positive impact?
Yes. Yes. Especially in close games.
Right. That's a good point.
That's what you need fans to get you over the top or getting fucking the other team's head. Like we have none of that.
I'm going to miss being able to hear everything said on the court, though.
Yeah.
And sidelines.
Dude, you hear a lot, man.
Pretty interesting. But it'll definitely be good to get.
I don't know what, I think the mics got better around the NBA, because it's not even only when there's not fans. Like, you hear guys talking shit a lot on the baseline, a lot.
That's true.
You hear it a lot more than I ever heard it before, because you hear a whole ton of fuck, like, you're fucked all the time when someone misses a free throw or something, like.
Fox and ones are very popular this year.
Yeah, well, we got Siakam, buddy, he's screaming that every time.
And also, according to Matt and Jack and Alvin, whoever's working the games, the arena's very cold when there's no people in it.
My God, Jack Armstrong will let you know, buddy. He's got his tea and he's fucking freezing it at the Scotiabank Arena.
I would do the exact same thing, man, because I despise the cold. Yeah. I'm a giant pussy when it comes to the cold. So if I was uncomfortable in an indoor event, I would be bitching too.
Let him know.
Absolutely.
Let's get some people. Well, even Masai, fucking his presser, he was like, listen, he said firmly and sternly, we're not going anywhere, and we need to get fans back in the arena. I'm like, yes, bro.
This guy's the best.
He should be prime minister, 100%.
You can do whatever you want. You can literally lead this country. Anything he says.
You think those truckers would still be there if fucking Masai was on the horn?
Anything that man wants, I'm all in. You're obviously going to go to some games?
Yeah. I'm itching and ready to go get some doubles, sit down, and scream from the 300s, baby.
Can't wait. Well, March 1st, the Nets are in town. March 3rd, the Pistons, and March 4th, the Orlando Magic. Full capacity.
Will Ben Simmons play? Is he ready to go? After the All-Star game,
he'll be ready to go. He's practicing with them.
I think when KD comes back, he'll go play.
Hey, mister, thing five.
The burger rankings. We made a return to burger drops.
We gave them their fair shot.
Give them a second chance, because there had to be something messed up with our order. Though I look back and everything seemed fine, But we received three plain burgers last time.
Yes.
Instead of the burgers just normally dressed.
Yep. And we gave them a mulligan.
So we gave them a second shot.
Yeah, get a mulligan.
Happens. And it could have been an error on my part.
I don't think it was, though. We looked at the receipt, but that's fine.
Listen.
Neither here nor there.
Who am I to judge? You know? So we go back.
Just the guy buying them. That's all. I think you're actually...
spending money.
Allowed to judge in that case.
That's a good point, actually. That's when you judge.
Yeah.
Is when you're
paid money
paying
for
a product and a service. Right.
And it was not what it was advertised, so. Strike one.
Yeah. No, you're right, actually. So we went back and ordered the same thing. Came out well. It did well. It's fine.
Nice burger.
Everything worked out.
Nice caramelized onions on it. Nice little touch.
Yes.
An absurd amount of pickles. Absurd.
I mean, I thought it was fine.
Absurd amount. There's like eight in mine. Eight pickles?
Mine was fine.
It's a whole cucumber berry. What do we need this many pickles for?
I could have had more pickles.
Put two in there and fucking call it a day. What do we need? Eight?
Could have had more. So overall...
My hands still smell like pickles. Pick these motherfuckers off.
You know what I thought was a bit interesting was they were sweet pickles.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about
Not
that.
Not a fan. You like the pickle pickles.
I like the dill pickle, the pickle pickle.
Yeah.
Sweet pickle...
This is your world here. Me, they're all disgusting.
It's a bit of a curveball, that's all.
I'd rather you put sliced cucumbers on my burger than you put pickles on my shit.
You're just hating for hater's sake. So what were your thoughts, though, overall on the...
It's a decent burger, man. Burger Drops is the most crispy, crusty smash burger that we've had so far.
Yeah.
Like, those edges were hard, man. They were almost like candied.
Agreed. Yeah,
you know,
that's a good point.
Nice little, and the onions were caramelized, a little sweetness, and like you said, the sweet pickle.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just getting the juice of that, and
okay,
and I'm not mad at it.
The sauce was good.
The sauce, the burger drop sauce was fantastic. Drop sauce, great.
I agree with everything you just said. Let's be real.
Yep.
Maddie's Patties isn't going anywhere.
Nope.
Atop.
Whoa.
Rudy's. Not touching Rudy's either.
Rudy's in a number two. That's not going anywhere.
Nope.
So really, and we've had them as 1A, 1B this whole time. So really, we're looking at 2 and 3. And we've got Burger Drops and Burger Priest. Do you think Burger Drops slips up ahead of Burger Priest?
It does not.
Really?
No.
I almost think it does.
Hey man, this is good.
Only because the only reason I'll say though is because, like you just said though, they had the proper smash patty. Mm-hmm. Burger Drops does.
Yes.
Burger Priest is more of a grilled.
Yep.
Just
not as smashed.
Not smashed, basically, is what I'm saying. It was excellent, Burger Priest. It was again more towards the Big Mac style.
Mm-hmm.
So I give Burger Drops a few more points just for being a little more original.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the smash patty's just slightly better than the Burger Priest.
I'm not mad at that, dude.
Whew, this is tough. But again, I have nothing but positive things to say about the Burger Priest experience. It's just
this is what's going to happen. We get into the nitty-gritty of the burgers, baby, then we start jostling for position.
Yeah, it's just were there just slightly more positive experiences with Burger Drops? I kind of think maybe slightly, fractionally, for me, put them slightly ahead of Burger Priest.
Okay. I'm not mad at that.
Yeah.
Even bun-wise. How did you feel about the bun? Because I know you're not a...
Yeah, the bun might have been better with Burger Priest.
Yeah.
You're right. That's true. Oh, boy.
Yeah, this is...
I'm going to... Man, you know what? I'll leave it in your hands. I can go either way. Because it's fairly...
Okay.
It's tough.
It is it's hard, but I mean someone's gotta do the work.
Yeah,
Barry was someone we gotta do this.
I'll lean
for
in.
The people.
Take
I think
it.
After listening to what you said, I'm not mad at moving that above Burger Priest.
Okay. All right.
I'm not mad at that.
Okay.
Because like you said, like they are more in line with what we're trying to do here.
Mm-hmm.
And they fucked up the first time, so you go into it angry a little bit. You go into not happy that we have to do this again.
Yeah.
And we were, you know, you still came out saying that you liked it better. So that's all in all things considered, I think you gotta bump them up.
I'm down.
Let's do it then. We're going Maddie's, Rudy's, Burger Drops, and then Burger Priest.
Done. Those are your updated Toronto Burger Power rankings. We've still got three?
I think we got three bangers coming.
Three bangers
left.
Two
bangers for sure. One, who knows?
But all in all, the search continues. Maddie's Patties and Rudy's just...
reigning supreme.
Not having any issues with anyone so far.
It's Magic and Bird right there battling.
You're listening to Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic.
You got plans for the All-Star weekend? You hanging out? You got shows? What are you doing?
Oh, I'm planning to watch the whole thing.
Yeah. Well, I think whether it's us watching or them playing, everyone wants to be at the top of their game, right?
That's right.
The only way to do that is with Jack.Health.
I hear you.
Jack.Health, buddy. It's the dream. Keeps everything easy. Keeps everything private. You can get what you need at Jack.Health, and it's delivered to you for free.
Free. Whatever ails you, head to toe.
Unbelievable. They offer treatments for sexual health, daily health, skin, and hair. And once again, it is private, and it is easy. And what a magical time it is to be alive right now. Because let's say we were the adults we are 30 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and you don't have the internet, you know?
No.
You don't have Jack.Health.
You'd have to go into a doctor's office, smoking a cigarette, sit down and tell him what's wrong with you.
Talk to him. And then you got to discuss your sexual health or your skin issues or your hair issues or daily problems you're having. And you got to have a conversation to make it all awkward.
Yeah, you could, Jack Health, you can be just a stubborn man.
You can literally be like, hey, I want these pills. Send them. Done.
Yeah. Don't have to leave your house. No one has to look at you like you got some sort of weird ailment, like you're a witch.
Not at all. And it's discreet. Your mailman or woman isn't going to find out either. It's the best.
It's the best. Sit on your couch.
Absolutely.
Got some concerns. You don't got to put on a jacket. You don't got to get an umbrella.
Literally do it from the comfort of your home.
You could be watching an All-Star game. Be like, you know what? I need an extra kick. Feeling a little, you know, down on my dump, in the dumps, right?
Yeah. These All-Star players are at the top of their game.
How do I get there?
Jack.Health.
Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. Thing six, many tricks.
Twitter questions. Man, we got a ton of questions.
Amazing questions, too.
We got some good ones this week. Thank
you. Love you guys.
To everybody who hit us up. Let's get going. First question goes to Fan of Wingspan. Do you guys have a favorite All-Star Saturday event and any thoughts on the changes to the Rising Stars format and Skills Challenge? As we mentioned, I think we're both fans of both the events and changes.
Yeah, big fan. I love the skills competition. Yeah. I think it's great.
What's your favorite event on Saturday?
Wait, when's the dunk competition? That's Saturday?
Saturday.
That's gotta be that. What are we talking about here, man?
Yeah, Saturday's skills, three, dunk. All three of them are very entertaining.
I love the 3-point competition too, man. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's hard to... I mean, the dunk contest for sure is all... It's my favorite. I'll be lying if I said anything different. Like,
I agree.
But then it goes back and forth, 3-point and skills for second.
Agree with all of that.
And enjoy the whole goddamn weekend, though.
Cameron Hilton. Question. Is the addition of human multi-tool Thad Young sufficient to give our starters some rest? His thought Barnes should be placed into the point guard camp in the offseason so that he can spell... Fred VanVleet, and his prediction, many, many points will be scored at the All-Star game. No one will play defense. Fair enough, Cameron. So his question, do you think Thad Young is sufficient to give the starters rest?
Yes. One at a goddamn time. Yes, I do.
I agree with you, and I think all in all, everyone in Raptors Nation is pretty happy with Thad.
Yeah.
How can you not be?
Oh, yeah. And, hey, man, Scotty's getting his chance. With Fred out, they're like, okay, man, it's you and Siakam are running the point. Let's go. And
so
to this
good.
Day, I'm pretty sure Scotty still has 6'9 point guard in his Instagram bio.
Love it. David Lockheed, which Raptors have the best PB&J commercial? Well, do you like the Scotty and Gary, or do you like the Pascal and Fred?
The Pascal and Fred one's better.
Makes a bit more sense.
Yeah. Pick and roll.
I like the effort, though, of the Gary.
Hey, man, get your money.
Scotty, do what you got to do. You know?
Get your goddamn money. As long as you're not writing National Meat Day on a goddamn post, you're winning in my books.
Nick Davison. Will Fred get more points in the 3-point contest than Kyle ever did?
Yeah, I didn't want to bring that up.
Whoa.
I swear to God, I didn't want to bring that up. But you remember Kyle goddamn embarrassed us the time he went into the 3-point competition?
He had 15, Kyle did in 2016, and 9 in 2017.
Mm.
Yes, Fred will.
Yeah, he will. And also, it's not for everyone, man. Like, you don't really, I don't think you practice shooting, like, off a rack like that very often, so.
Enterprise, all. Sometimes Valentine's Day falls on All-Star Weekend. Have you guys ever altered plans for a special occasion because it conflicts with a big game? My birthday happened to be on the same day as Game 7 versus Philly in 2019. I canceled my plans. Fuck my birthday. Yeah, I generally just don't book anything when there's a Raptors game. That's why I was caught off guard this year on Valentine's Day. I just dropped the ball.
Yeah.
And still tried to squeeze it in. But again, was okay that I had to miss that second half. If I'm going to miss the second half, I'd like it to be a terrible one.
Yeah, exactly. You didn't miss much.
Have you ever altered plans specifically, though?
All the time. You know how many fucking shows I've canceled?
Yeah, fair enough.
Like, I literally have lost money because of the Raptors on multiple occasions. If it's a playoffs, I'm like, well, that's it. I'm losing fucking $150 tonight to go watch this team. Don't worry, I'll make it back. I'm into gambling now. I'll get it back.
Fair enough. Sandro Luktik. How many minutes does Fred get in the All-Star game? I'd be surprised if it's over 10. I'd be okay with it if he wins the three-point contest and DeMar gets All-Star MVP. Very nice. How many minutes do you think he's pulling in?
He said under 10.
I say 10.
Yeah, about 10 minutes.
I think 10. Boardman gets paid. Bezos offers you the chance to write one tweet. For every angry reaction from Raptors Twitter, you get a dollar. What do you tweet to make some serious coin? That is an excellent question. Boardman gets paid. So basically, how do you get the biggest reaction from Raptors Twitter? Maybe say 2019 like was only because Kawhi was here?
Yeah, that's an easy way. Or just say Fred's too small to be elite. Something fucking crazy.
Could do like Taj Gibson for Pascal Siakam.
That'll fucking... You know? I don't even think people would get mad at that. They'd be like, oh, these guys are clearly fucked. Like, yeah. They don't even warrant a response. I think you're right about the Kawhi thing.
I think it's the Kawhi one, yeah. You could say it's because Kawhi was there, or you could say it's because KD got injured is the only reason.
Yeah.
Either way, you're getting paid.
Emma.
Final question goes to David Burney. Who wore it better, Nick Nurse in his LA Rams jersey or Will Ferrell in his BC Lions jersey? Will Ferrell was at the Super Bowl in
BC Lions jersey.
BC Lions garb. He had a toucan too.
Yeah, he was with Ryan Reynolds.
Would have preferred a Hamilton Ticats. It's a much nicer looking jersey. It's black and gold, right? But sure, you want the fluorescent orange, you go BC. And Nick Nurse is a giant Rams fan because he's good buddies with the head coach.
Like, dude, the 6 degrees of separation that Nick Nurse has just with any professional athletes or a league across the world is fucking insane. Everyone always has a story, like a Nick Nurse story. Like, yeah, he was here in England, met the Queen. You're like, what the fuck?
He does. He's a man about town.
Yeah. He's learning piano. He's taking lessons.
Is he?
Yeah, watch the open gym. He's fucking already pretty good.
Wow.
But he also, so the open gym was basically just about, I guess the Arkells fucking have a podcast and Nick Nurse went on that.
Okay.
And they did it in their studio. So there's, instruments all around. So he's playing. And apparently he encourages his coaches and the players that you have to have outside interests outside of ball.
Interesting.
And so he's got one of the assistant coaches taking fucking lessons with him.
Wow.
Playing piano. Taking lessons at 50.
Not bad.
Love
it. Not bad at all. All in all, it just sounds like Nick Nurse is just killing it in life.
Yeah, I think Will Ferrell's doing pretty good too, man. He's Will fucking Ferrell.
It's Will Ferrell. He's at the Super Bowl.
In a BC Lions jersey.
BC
At least
Lions.
Nick Nurse is wearing one of the goddamn teams that are playing in it. He literally just wore a BC Lions to troll Ryan Reynolds. That's the kind of fame you want to get to.
That is pretty good. I endorse that.
Look over. Kanye is fucking sitting with Drake. He's tweeting about Pete Davidson.
Very entertaining. Hey, thanks to everybody who hit us up with the Twitter questions. They were great. Once again, we've got our show at Comedy Bar. February 24th. It's a Thursday. It's 8 p.m. If you want to get on the guest list, hit us up. You can email me, bt@comedyrecords.ca. It's a couple spots left. We got some people coming up.
Yeah, man. If you want to come, and I suggest you do come, hit up Barry sooner than later because they're not going to be there forever.
You're performing. Voice of the podcast, Monty Scott, is performing. And three other members of the Comedy Records roster are going to be bringing some heat So it'll be a good time.
It's gonna be a nice time. Come have a drink, have a laugh.
Absolutely. In the meantime, let's go Raptors.
Let's go, baby. Nice little break. Refresh. Back at it again.
Hey, thanks for sticking around for the Comedy Records segment on Talking Raptors. This week we're going to feature you.
It's me, goddammit.
I mean, you're one of the OG members of Comedy Records, been there since 2010. And I think we've only featured your actual album like once, way back when we started this a couple years ago. So no better time.
As it should be. I mean,
well, yeah, well,
hear my goddamn voice for 45 minutes and then hear my voice again at the end. That's a lot for sure.
But your debut album, I'll Be Fine, it's one of the jewels of the label. I can say that in all honesty. Is how many years of your work was that? Like, how many years in were you in?
12?
12,
13?
Yeah. So it was like
a lot of years.
Yeah. And it's just front to back smash.
My life's work.
And the great thing is anytime we promote it on here and we tell, you know, mutual friends that maybe haven't seen your comedy, a lot of them are like nervous, like, oh, I didn't want to check it out. And they come and like, oh no, it was really funny. Like, yeah, well, it's.
Yeah. The crossover world between
professional, you know?
basketball podcasts and comedy album listeners, it's not as big as we thought it would be originally.
No. The album is called I'll Be Fine. It's available on all platforms, was recorded here in Toronto at Absolute Comedy. And yeah, it's just a banger. This is the thing too, real quick. We should be doing this with everyone, but NickReynoldson.com has your shows.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we mentioned you have the Thursday Comedy Bar show, but you're going to be in Montreal in March.
Going to Montreal.
And then we've got some other festivals you're in, but we can't announce yet.
But we got shit happening, man, if you want to follow me around the country.
Yeah, so there's definitely opportunities to see Nick in the coming months, whether it's at a festival or a club. But again, NickReynoldson.com, all that shit's up there.
Yep.
And here is what track you guys... preference?
Let's do Raccoons, eh?
Raccoons, let's do it. This is from the album I'll Be Fine. It's Nick Reynoldson on the Comedy Record segment on Talking Raptors.
You guys remember the first time you found out your dad was just a bitch? Like, you know what I'm talking about? Like, you grew up your whole life, you're like, this guy's a superhero, and then one day you're like, what the fuck? You're just a man in debt, you know what I mean? Doing the best you can. I found out my dad was scared of raccoons. Can't learn that as a kid. I'm like, you take out the fucking garbage, Dad. I know why you want me to do it. You're scared. That's why. Well, we had raccoons living in our attic when we were kids, right? And it would happen every night. You hear. And eventually, my mom's like, I'm gonna call the city and get them to come. And my dad's like, you know, his man pride's like, this is my house. I control everything under this roof. I'll take care of it, right? So he made a Saturday. He's like, Nicholas, David, you're gonna hold the ladder. I'm going up into the attic. That was the end of his plan. And you guys know the attics that are like just like submarine hatches. There's no stairs. You know what I mean? You pop it off. Like, so we had one of these attics, right? So me and my brother are holding the ladder. My dad goes up, pops his fucking head in the attic, and I assume a raccoon looked him right in his fucking face. Because he came flying down the ladder. He said, you're not holding it properly. I don't think that's a fucking problem, dude. My mom's like, I'm going to call the city. He's like, give me some time. I'll figure it out. So a couple weeks go by, and the raccoons are just fucking. Do you know what I mean? They're just reproducing now. There's like 4,000 fucking raccoons in our house. It's just my birds making door opening sound. It sounds like a haunted house. It's terrifying. There were so many fucking raccoons in our house that they eventually dug a little hole in our ceiling. Yeah, there's like a little peephole. The raccoons were watching how we lived and shit. They're fucking evolving. So my mom's freaking out, right? And you guys know the weapon that Raphael the Ninja Turtle uses? Like the size, right? Me and my brother were kids. We had neon green plastic versions of these, right? These size. And one day my dad goes, give me the size. And I was like, dude, what the fuck? I'm like, you bought this so me and my brother wouldn't kill each other. Now you're gonna go to war with 4,000 raccoons? Give me the size. So I give him the size, and my dad takes it, sticks it up the hole.
and he hit a fucking raccoon. And they started going crazy, and the scariest shit happened. A little raccoon paw came down the hole like a fucking horror movie. That's why I knew my dad was a bitch, because he dropped the sign and started running around the house. And he goes to my mom, he's like, Sandra, bring me the matches. And my mom's like, you're gonna burn the fucking house down. And my dad goes, they're gonna take it down anyway.